English poet and dramatist of the Elizabethan and early Jacobean period, William Shakespeare is the most widely known author in all of English literature. To read William Shakespeare is to become lost in his unprecedentedly rich and inventive use of the English language. I decided to present this selection on the quality of mercy from The Merchant of Venice because I feel these are the most profound and practical 14 lines ever written on this human attribute. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. 'Tis mightiest in the mightiest. It becomes the throned monarch better than his crown. His scepter shows the force of temporal power, the attribute to awe and majesty, wherein doth sit the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above this sceptered sway. It is enthroned in the hearts of kings. It is an attribute to God himself, and earthly power doth then show like as God's when mercy seasons justice. Living with a spirit of mercy and putting it to use each day is the way to tame our more base and primitive instincts while nurturing love and compassion. When we are hurt by others, our first impulse is usually to get even. Revenge rather than mercy is what our more savage side urges. Yet Shakespeare defines this quality of mercy, which he equates as an attribute of God. As it droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath, it is twice blessed. The first blessing of mercy or compassion is on you, the giver. This message summarizes much of the wisdom that the psychological literature has to offer. That is, be compassionate with yourself. Do not judge yourself harshly when you make a mistake or fail to live up to some standard. Be of such a mind that you can detach from the misconduct or failure and be gentle and loving with yourself. Forgive yourself for being so human as to have wandered around in your darker corners and emerged embarrassed or disappointed with your behavior. Give yourself mercy, a quality that Shakespeare says becomes the throned monarch better than his crown. And so it becomes you as well. When you take the first blessing of mercy and apply it to yourself, you then open to this potential of offering this quality to him that takes. If you are unable to give yourself authentic compassion, you will never be able to give it to another, any more than you can give love to another if you do not love yourself, or give money to the poor if you have none. This notion of giving mercy away is applicable in all of your relationships, in all areas of your life. Offering compassion to those who have harmed or disappointed you is not a case for being a victim. It is instead a way of saying, I understand, I care, I forgive, but I still do not like it, and I will not tolerate being treated this way or having you think it is acceptable. The difference is not needing to exact revenge or to prove one's superiority. With mercy in your heart, you will find yourself much less distracted and disheartened by the evil behaviors that you see and read about almost every day. You will be able to send the offenders love and not become obsessed with anger, hatred, and eventually the desire for revenge. Put the ideas of this passage by one of the world's greatest wordsmiths into your life by practicing the following. 1. Give yourself the compassion you deserve for any and all past actions. Stop judging yourself so harshly. All of those errors and wrong actions were necessary for you to get beyond that place in your life. Be kind to yourself and eliminate any ill feelings you harbor toward yourself. 2. Once you have stated how you feel and justice has been seen, then let go. I mean, let go now. Don't hold on to grudges and use constant reminders to keep others in a state of guilt while maintaining your own dissonance as well. Let it go. And 3. Turn your most troublesome disturbances over to God. Simply say, Dear God, I find it so extremely difficult to give mercy in this situation, and I'm turning it over to you completely. I know you will guide me in acting in the most merciful and humane way. This action will free you from your own immobilization and anger and help you to see the saint in the sinner who have just been exchanging notes with each other.